The situation today at Japan's troubled nuclear plant appears to be deteriorating. There has been a surge in radiation levels, and U.S. officials say spent fuel rods could be on the verge of spewing radioactive material. But officials in Alaska aren't concerned the situation could pose a health risk to Alaskans. Dr. Bernd Gilley is director of the State of Alaska Public Health Lab. He calls the radiation risk to Alaskans infinitesimally small.
According to the best of minds available here in the state, we think there is a next to zero chance, even if it goes into a Chernobyl-sized disaster, in that we are about 5,000 miles away from the incident site, and you do get the dilution factor. And it would have to go really high into the atmosphere in order to be carried this far.
Still, Dr. Gilley says the health department is monitoring the Environmental Protection Agency's radiation sampling station in Anchorage.
We cannot see any significant changes. I mean, there's day-to-day variations due to sunspot activities and everything else that happens around. But we see no increase in activity.
The EPA currently has another radiation sampling station in Fairbanks, and the agency is in the process of deploying three more radiation monitors in Alaska, in Nome, Dutch Harbor, and Juneau.